a rocher is tumeya. It could be makabel tumeya, it's called a kli, mishum shloshe kelim. There are three parts to this grinder, and each part by itself could be makabel tumeya. Mishum kli kibul, one part of the kli kibul receives things. Or mishum kli matkis, one part of the grinder is made out of metal. So a metal doesn't have to have a base kibul, even though it's a flat piece of metal, it's makabel tumeya. Or mishum kli kavra, another part of it is the sieve. Because of the sieve, it's also roit lekabel tumeya. The Rashi says, "Tumeya mishum shloshe kelim, mekabelus tumah al shem shloshe kelim laskimino. Dinami also chad shumamino. If one kli goes away, is broken. Tumeya mishum idach. That because of the other two kelim, it can still be mekabel tumah." Mor says, "Tana tachtoina mishum kli kibul. The bottom part of the grinder, that's the part that receives the pepper. That's called the base kibul. So even though it's made out of wood, still it's mekabel tumah because it's called a kli which has the base kibul could receive." The peppers. Emtsoyis, the middle part of the grinder, mishum kli kavra. In the middle part, you have a sieve that lets only the good particles go down. So that's called also, Rachel mishum kli kibul, that's kliates. And this middle part, the sieve, is also Rachel the kliates. Le metam abyen kibul kibul, chom gozu tum ala kavra mishum orin. Interesting. Rachel says, even though a sieve is made out of wood, so usually a wooden kli is only mekabel tumah if it has a base kibul. It has to receive something. Now a sieve, we know, can't receive anything. It's full of holes. So Rashi says, "Midrabbanan dos mekabel tumah mishum orin." Of course, it looks like a woven beged. As long as it looks like a woven beged, that's why it's mekabel tumah, even if it's made out of wood. And al yoyna, the top part of the grinder, that's mishum kli matkis. As the actual blades on top, that's made out of metal. So even though it's not a kli kibul, still it's mekabel tumah. Because the metal kli is mekabel tumah. Right. Agolo shel cotton. If you have a small wagon, a wagon that a kid plays with, is tumeya medrus. Since the kid sits on the wagon, if the kid has tumah zav on him, so the kid is matam of the wagon, tumah medrus. He's sitting on top of it. They play with it. They sit on top of it. He moves around, he's on it. The matam of medrus. Imatinik zav. Nasir saw Agola Avatuma. If the Tinnik saw Zav, he's an Avatuma, the kid. So now the Zav makes another Avatuma by Nedris. The Miyuchod Yeshiva, the Chiddush is this wagon is called set aside to sit on. So Asayma Cotton Alei, the cotton like rides on it. Nimtsishi Miyuchedis Leil Yeshiva. So therefore it has Tumas Nedris on it. Right? But they tell us the Shabbos, it's not called Muks, it's called a toy. So you're allowed to move it around on Shabbos. It has a kli. A toy is called a kli. You're not allowed to drag it along. Elo agabe kelim. Only a top of kelim. So Rashi on Shabbos, you can't drag it along the ground, only if it has kelim underneath it. Agabe begodim. Mifnei shoyse charitz bekarkos. It has nice sharp legs to it, and it'll make a hole in the ground. And if you make a hole, you make a plow, you're like plowing the ground, that's a mloch of charish. Therefore, we're not allowed to drag it along the ground on Shabbos, unless there are clothing underneath its legs. We have Yehudu in there, kol ha-kelem e-nigrorim. Any kli you're not allowed to drag along on Shabbos on the floor. Chutz min agola. Just the opposite. Agola wagon, or maybe a different type of agola, regular wagon, that has wheels, that you're allowed to drag along. Mevnei shi kaveshes. Because that's not called making a charitz, it's not making a hole, it's just, kaveshes means it pushes it down. It just pushes the earth down, that's not called a charitz. It's not cool like you dug something. It's just for duresses. It pushes it down. That's not daimat harisha. Harisha, when you plow, means you uproot the ground. So usually when you put a piece of metal in the ground and drag it along, it uproots the ground. That's daimat harisha. That's called your plowing. But here a wheel, when it goes over the ground, it just presses down the ground. It doesn't move it anywhere. Just moving it down, that's not daima de chamisha. That's mutter to do even on Shabbos. Mor says no. Agola shel cotton. If you have a kid's wagon, tumeya medrus. Now if the kid is a zav and he's sitting on it now, it's mekabel tumas medrus. So a somach alei, because he's samach on it. So I don't know exactly what type of wagon this is. Lachur, it's pshita. A regular wagon that the kid sits on, that for sure is good. Could be it's another type of a wagon, something that, what do you call these, a hopstick like. You just have a stick. Now, the top has a face, and the kid like sits on the stick a little bit. He jumps with the stick. Could be something like that. Now, sometimes the kid leans himself on it. What? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it could be. So the Rashi says, V'yayshev aleh. All right. All right. Something. All right. Yeah. Don't make a difference. Yeah. Tamei medrash. So a samach aleh, he pushes his body on top of it, therefore it's called the yeshiva. It's called the sitting on it. And there's tumas medrash. But he tells us the Shabbos, you let it move it around on Shabbos. Mushandika teres kli aleh. It has a shame kli on it. A kid's toy is called a kli. V'yayna negreris. You now let it drag it along though. Only if it has clothing underneath it, like not to make a hole, not to be chayfer, not like dig a hole when you drag it along the ground. Agave kelim in, agave karkaloi. You can only drag it along if it has kelim, clothing on the bottom of it. It's not going to make a scratch on the ground, but on the ground itself it's also. My time, why can't you drag this along the ground? To cover it charitz. You're like making scratches in the ground, and that's like a chafira, that's like you're plowing the ground. Therefore it's also to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Churamani, who do you go like here? We have Yehuda. It's called the Kodesh of Yehuda Shita. The Omar that says, Dover Sheinim Eskavinosa. Because here, for sure, that's not your intentions. Your intentions are dragging along this wagon is not to make the scratches in the ground. Your intentions is to move the wagon from here to there. Just Agav, when you're dragging along, it makes a charitz, it makes a scratch in the ground. And it doesn't always have to happen. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So this is really the Machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Shimon, this should be mutter, because you're not mischaven, that's not your intentions of making the scratch. But according to Reb Yehuda, even though it's not your intentions, but since that's what you're doing right now, you're dragging this wagon, and when you drag it, you cause a scratch in the ground, that's also. So who are you telling me? Our mission goes like Reb Yehuda Shita. The Reb Shimon, because if it goes according to Reb Shimon, for Omer Reb Shimon Shita is, Dover Sheinim Eskamen Mutter. Something you don't have intentions of doing the Yisr, you're intending to do something else. Your intentions here are just to drag the chair, to get the chair from one place to another place. You have no intentions of making the scratch in the ground. It so happens the scratch comes about, that's a double shame in the scalp, but it's mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. This now we learned. We have a Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says, Gorer Odom Nita Kisa Vesarsal. You're allowed to drag on Shabbos a chair, a bed, or a stool, or Bavachla Yischavin Lassas Charitz. As long as you don't have intentions of making a scratch in the ground, as long as that's not your intentions, your intention is only to get it from one place to another place, it's called a double shenim eskavon, that's mutter on Shabbos. So our Mishnah says it's also has to go according to Yehuda. So Gemara says in Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer of our Mishnah say? Rabbi Yehuda right there, Ein HaKur Negrol B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to drag anything on Shabbos. Chutz Menagola, only your wagon you're allowed to drag on Shabbos. Mevnei Shi Kodeshes. Because the wheel doesn't really make a scratch in the ground, it just presses down the ground. It's only pressing the ground down, that's not Daimat HaFira. That's not like plowing. So, Bethesda Kavesh is in. Ava Charitz Loi Avda. But a Charitz doesn't do. So, Kuru the Kashir is, if the ratio goes according to Yehuda, what is the safest thing again of Yehuda? It's the same thing. Like, what do you have to say of Yehuda over? And more than that, the same two different halachas. First, Reb Yehuda says, you're not allowed to be gurur, the wagon. And at the end, Reb Yehuda says, you are allowed to be gurur, the agola. Like, it's a stira. Okay, it's better. It's a stira in Reb Yehuda. At the end of the Mishnah, Reb Yehuda says, you are allowed to drag a wagon. Because a wagon, all it does is only presses down the ground. That's not called making a scratch. It's not a chafira. And you tell him now, the ratio, the Mishnah says, it's also. So if you tell him now, the ratio goes according to Reb Yehuda, and it's a stira in Reb Yehuda. What does Reb Yehuda hold? Does Reb Yehuda hold you're allowed to drag a wagon or not drag a wagon? It's a stira in the Mishnah. So the merit is true. Trei tanoim v'alibud Reb Yehuda. There are two tanoim like talmidim of Reb Yehuda. Each one said over different members in the name of Reb Yehuda. Like the more they said it, the way all machlokes started. Like two talmidim went to the shir, and by says one of them didn't listen too good. And they came out. Each one said, "This is the way I heard the shir," and the other one said, "This is the way I heard the shir. I heard from Yehuda saying it's mutter, and he heard from Yehuda saying no, it's awesome." So it turns out two different tanoim said over two different pshatim alibud Reb Yehuda. So it's still not a stira, just two tanoim said over how they understood what Reb Yehuda meant to say. And one tanoim hold that Reb Yehuda hold, you are allowed to drag a wheel, because the wheel just presses down, doesn't really make a scratch. And the other tanoim, the Tanakama, Mishnah says, no, even a wheel is also wasa. That's also called making a charitz. That's also wasa according to Reb Yehuda. The Maaseh wouldn't be the gay, because we pass like Reb Shimon Shita. that a dove shein miskaven is mutter. So when I said about the wig and taste piece out here, our goal is shakot and taste says, Pirish HaKuntri is shakot and yoshi b'soichi. As Rashi learns, his mama shall wig in that a kid sits and rides on. So Toys says, Kash of Lord Nira, Toys doesn't like this pshat. The Mike Kamashman, what's the Kiddush to him? Shito! Who ain't no chok klim yuchu godom is there? Of course it has Tumas Medrus. The kid mama sits on the wagon, for sure it's Tumas, has Tumas Medrus. The Kach Nira, the Hainu Kli, Shoyz Lektanim, Lislam et Hilach. He helps you walk along. The Yonedis al Shloshifanim, it has like three legs to it. The Yoychus Bob the Yod, the kid holds on to it. The Misgagelis Lafon of Tumit. And it goes in front of him. Or some type of walking it is, a walking stick. So, since the kid like leans on it, that's the Kiddush. Even though the kid really doesn't sit on top of it, he's only walking with it, but since when he's walking, he leans on it, throws his weight on it, that's also called the yeshiva. And therefore it has Tumas Medrash. That's the Kiddush, and that's called Tumas Medrash. Hajin Alecha or Yomtev. So the Mishnah. Ein tzodin dogim in a bevirin b'yomtev. You're not allowed to catch fish from a pond on Yomtev. You have a fish pond. You can't catch the fish on Yom Tov. Rashi ain't sodin dogim. Rashi shita is afagav the shchita v'yafiyo bishol miyavas melachas same for hutchul tzarich Yom Tov. So l'chura, once you're allowed to do melachas feichel nefesh, why can't you already catch the fish also? Truth say the capturing is a melacha, but why isn't the muta like cooking? Mishum diyevshol erev Yom Tov. There it is, because you can't cook erev Yom Tov. The food don't taste so good. The food tastes much better if you cook it first on Yom Tov. The shchita chayis lemichma bisra. If you shech the animal erev Yom Tov, you're afraid the meat will rot away. Ten yitzcham if yisriach come a hatay, it'll be rot away. Therefore, you have a heter to shech and to bake and to cook on Yom Tov because the food tastes much better. Avot tzeda mashenkin to catch the fish. The malach of tzeda evshal letzeda by joim. You could catch the fish before Yom Tov. V'yinechen abim tzedasay v'mayim. Are you afraid it'll die and it won't taste so good? Gesundheit, make it in your bathtub. Fill up your bathtub with water and put the fish there. Let the fish live until Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you'll take them out of the water. Tomorrow, you'll take them out. So, stand if you're killing the fish, that's like a mutter to do on Yom Tov. You're allowed to kill the fish on Yom Tov, that's called Echon Efesh. But to do the mice that say they're capturing him, that's also Rashi Shita is, because you could do it on Erev Yom Tov. That's Rashi's Chiddush. Even a melechas of Echon Efesh, if you could do it Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. That's Rashi Shita. Halacha brought down halacha the Shita also, that if you could cook food on Erev Yom Tov, and the food would taste just as good as it would taste on Yom Tov, certain food, the maisa, tastes better. If it was cooked a few days ago, it tastes better a few days later. Such a type of a food, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov, l'kachila, because of Rashi Shita. Since you could have cooked it Erev Yom Tov, you have no right to do it on Yom Tov. The only cooking you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, because usually our cooking tastes better fresh, kugel tastes better. So you're allowed to make the kugel, the fresh bread, fresh cake tastes better. You're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. But something that would taste better yesterday, Rashi Shita is a tzosa. Tosi doesn't like this pshat. Tosi says, Pirush Rashi, Afagav Yechon Nefesh Mutah Hanad Afgul Goyin Bishol, you couldn't do it on Yom Tov. So Tosi doesn't like this pshat. Tosi says, Avada on Eichon Nefesh itself, there's no difference whether you could do it on Yom Tov or not. There's a blind hero. Can the forest brush Mechultin? Gab Zera Shemitlish, the Yen Lechalik Yechon Nefesh, Benefsh Lasses Me of Yom Tov, Vloyefsh. Only by a hechsher to fix up the knife, then there's a chilek. But on Eichon Nefesh itself, any type of cooking is mutter, even though you could have done it yesterday. So therefore, Tzayis explains, why can't you capture then fish on Yom Tov? Why isn't that called Eichon Nefesh? So Tzayis says, Meshum Adam Elektira. Tzayis says, it's Daimut to the Melacha of Ktira. The Melacha of Ktira, we spoke out, is also you can't cut off fruit on Yom Tov. We spoke out once, the Machlokes Hashanim. Some Hashem learn it's also Mediraisa. It's only from the Melacha Lish of the Elech that it's mutter. And some Hashem learn, no, Mediraisa, all the Melachas are mutter, the Tzarech Eichel. Mediraisa, no, it's also. And the Svar is that these Melachas of Tzira, cutting off, usually do a lot at one time. So it's called the Melachas Avoid. It's not called done. For Yom Tov, it's called you do it, you harvest for the whole year. You harvest the crop. So it looks like you're doing work, not for Yom Tov, that's why it's also. You can't cut off the Tfuah, you can't grind the meh, you can't grind the wheat. Because usually you grind a lot at a time. So Master Tais is saying, who are then going fishing? Fishing, a fisherman usually catches a lot of fish at one time. So therefore it's daima tiktira, that's why it's also midirabonim and also midiraisa. But it's not so shver rashi, who it's a shver pshat. Because this time at Tzira, when you cut off fruit, we said, usually the minig is you cut off the whole tree at one time. So there it looks like you're doing something for the rest of the year. That's why it's asa. But the chur fishing, why can't people go to fish? A guy wants to catch one fish to go to Yomtiv. It's Yomtiv in the morning now. He has no fish. So I go out to the river there, and I take my fishing rod, and I go fishing. What's wrong? Who says it looks like you're fishing, you know, for the whole year? Fakir, the guy fish, usually only catches one fish at a time anyway. So I taste the child a little bit shrelich. But that's where taste learns, though. It's also because it looks like tzivah. Right, the Rakol Purim Mishnah says you're not allowed to capture a fish on Yom Tov. V'yei noisim lefnei mezoinis. You can't put food in front of the fish either on Yom Tov. So Rashi learns, lefnei adogim, because the afilu man v'yom v'nefesh v'yom v'mashma that you do molocha for an animal, ha'anemilu the mezoinosin alecha. Only such animals, domestic animals, that's up to you to feed. They come to you to feed them, you're allowed to feed them. Avo dogim, but fish, efshalem b'loi mezoinis. They don't need you. They can take care of themselves. Shemechlim Shroshi Asovim, the Karka, the Godl Echel Asakotim. They're self-sufficient to take care of themselves. Either they eat the grass, or they eat the ground, or else if they come worse, the big will eat a small one. But I call upon them, they take care of themselves. Therefore, it's not on you to feed your fish, you're not allowed to feed your fish on Yom Tov. That's the way Rashi learns. Toys doesn't like this pshat, and Toys says the Chilik is a Gzera, maybe you come to capture it. There's something that's also to make it Seda, something you can't capture, you're not allowed to feed him because we're afraid by feeding him, you come to capture him. That's why it's awesome. But if you have a chaya, wild animal, or oif, a bird, in a beaver, in a pond, or here a beaver, mustamis, in their corral, in their house, that's already vice that's already called caught from before Yom Tov. So you're allowed to just pick it up on Yom Tov. No, it's not called a maisa tzeda. It's not called you capturing it now. Therefore, if they're in their corral already, there's no wisit seder, you're allowed to feed them. The way Tosis learns, the way Rashi learns is also good. Animals need you to feed them, you're allowed to feed them on Yom Tov. We have Shiva Megalia line there, Loikol Abaviven Shoven. Not all the ponds or all the corrals are Shoven. Their cloud, this is the cloud for everything. No, they're all merged to the same thing. If you have the animal in a small room, that all you have to do is just grab him, that's called he's already captured before Yom Tov. Then you're allowed to start pulling out of the corral on Yom Tov. The question is, what's called before Yom Tov is in a small enough corral to give him a shame that he's caught already. And therefore, on Yom Tov, you can take him out. Hey, it's a fish. If it's in a big pond, you can't just get out the fish. You have to go to capture him. You have to have a net or a fishing rod. So that's called a maisa tzeda. An animal, though, you can just grab him. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it depends. Not all ponds or all corrals are the same. This is the cloud. Called a machusa tzeda. Anytime the pond or the corral is very big, and you can't